Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Saturday, December 7th, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Here's what moved markets this week. Stocks racked up impressive gains after a blowout jobs report showed the U.S. economy is still going strong, as 266,000 jobs were added in November, much better than analysts had forecast, and the unemployment rate matched a 50-year low 3.5%. Also supporting investor sentiment, the University of Michigan's main index of consumer sentiment jumped sharply, showing Americans' economic outlook has improved in recent weeks, and China said it had started to exempt some U.S. agricultural purchases from tariffs, lifting hopes for a trade deal ahead of the December 15th deadline for new tariffs on consumer goods. The energy sector led the broad-based advance following news that the OPEC Plus group had agreed to cut production by 500,000 barrels a day through next March, with Saudi Arabia also offering up an additional 400,000 barrel cut of its own. Friday's rally wiped out virtually all losses from earlier in the week, with the Dow Jones average and NASDAQ composite losing just 0.1%, and the S&P 500 gaining 0.2%. Despite progress with Chinese trade, a barrage of actions was announced by the Trump administration on Monday, beginning with tariffs on steel and aluminum from Argentina and Brazil due to massive currency devaluations. The U.S. Trade Representative also said it would review hiking tariffs on EU products and adding new ones because of what it called lack of progress in resolving a dispute over aircraft subsidies. After the markets closed, the USTR said it planned to slap punitive damages of up to 100% on $2.4 billion of French products, like champagne, handbags, and cheese, after concluding that a new French digital services tax would harm U.S. tech companies. Online sales rose more than 19.6% to $7.4 billion on Black Friday, marking the day's largest revenue grab ever, according to Adobe Analytics, which tracks transactions at 80 of the top 100 U.S. retailers. For Thanksgiving, web sales grew 14.5% to $4.2 billion, while Small Business Saturday and Super Sunday sales hit $7.4 billion. The usual suspects, like Amazon, Walmart, Target, and eBay, were on watch throughout the week, as Cyber Monday broke another e-commerce record with sales of $9.4 billion, a 19.7% jump from a year ago. Challenged on CBS over the policy, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg defended the company's decision to not take down political advertising that contains false information. "What I believe is that in a democracy, it is really important that people can see for themselves what politicians are saying so they can make their own judgments," he said. "And, you know, I don't think that a private company should be censoring politicians or news." Twitter has banned all political ads, while Google has taken more of a middle-of-the-road approach and is receiving less scrutiny on the subject. The fully managed service from Amazon's AWS lets customers explore, evaluate, and experiment quantum hardware from three startups: D-Wave Systems, IonQ, and Rigetti Computing. Rival IBM has offered cloud service to its own quantum hardware since 2016. Amazon also announced the AWS Center for Quantum Computing, adjacent to the California Institute of Technology and the Amazon Quantum Solutions Lab, which connects AWS customers with quantum computing experts from Amazon and select partners. Google co-founders Larry Page and Sergey Brin stepped back from their respective positions as chief executive and president at Alphabet, extending a long retreat from public roles and active management of the company they co-founded in 1998. Remaining involved as board members, the two will still control a majority of voting power under the corporation's dual-class share structure. Apple's existing CEO, Sundar Pichai, is taking the reins of Alphabet, paving the future of the company and tackling the regulatory and political hurdles enveloping much of the tech industry. CBS and Viacom have been married and divorced before, but the two completed their latest merger on Wednesday. The combined company was renamed Viacom-CBS, with shares listed on the NASDAQ under the symbols VIACA and VIAC. All under one roof? The new media giant will have Paramount Pictures, the CBS Network, CBS All Access, as well as cable players MTV, BET, Nickelodeon, and Comedy Central, though analysts have expressed reservations about whether it will be big enough to compete with the likes of Amazon and Netflix. 5G doesn't pose new cell phone radiation threats, according to the FCC, which spent 6 years reviewing the issue and receiving public feedback. The regulator voted unanimously this week to keep in place standards for how much exposure to the radio frequency energy cell phones and antennas emit is safe. The rules cover consumer devices and the 5G infrastructure used on cell towers and rooftops, as the four major U.S. wireless carriers race to roll out the next generation of wireless networks. Uber reported 3,045 sexual assaults across rides in 2018, as well as 9 murders and 58 people killed in crashes. While the number of incidents represents a fraction, just 0.0002% of Uber's 1.3 billion rides in the U.S. last year, Chief Legal Officer Tony West said, each of those incidents represents an individual who has undergone a horrific trauma. Riders, not drivers, were also the accused party in 45% of the reports filed, and the incidents mark a 16% fall from the previous year in the 5 most serious categories of sexual assault. What's Uber doing about it? Making driver background checks more rigorous, adding an in-app emergency button, and employing more than 300 employees dedicated to safety. Saudi Aramco priced its IPO at 32 rials, the top of its indicative range of 30 to 32 rials per share, valuing the company at $1.7 trillion. With 1.5% of the oil giant being floated, the price puts Aramco on track to raise $25.6 billion, marking the IPO the largest in history. The company could also wind up hauling in $29.4 billion if a 15% green shoe option is exercised. Trading is expected to commence on the Saudi Tadawal Stock Exchange starting December 11th. Cohesion among the group is in the spotlight as OPEC canceled its customary press conference yesterday following an acrimonious meeting in Vienna that ran late into the evening. Led by Saudi Arabia, the alliance agreed in principle to cut production by an additional 500,000 barrels per day through the end of March 2020, according to sources from CNBC and Reuters. But the group must still convince a fraction of its non-OPEC allies, including Russia, in a bid to prop up oil prices.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, SA for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.